Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book, How. The book was written by Dove Seidman, and the summary was written by Carol Ann Hamilton. Quote, long-term, sustained success is directly proportional to your ability, as a company or an individual, to make waves throughout evanescing networks of association, to reach out to others and enlist them in endeavors larger than yourself, and to do so while everyone watches you. Comes from page 55. By his own admission, Dove Seidman declares, this is a how book, not a how-to volume. No formulaic answers for life here. Rote steps don't cut it in our complex world. As Einstein is famously quoted saying, we cannot solve the problem of tomorrow at the same level of thinking we used to create them in the first place. In the 21st century, what any of us does or what we know no longer matters most. Instead, everyone will ultimately be evaluated on how they do things. How we behave, consume, build trust, and relate to others counts more than ever and in ways it never has before. Those ahead of the curve understand that the best. The most certain and enduring path to success plus significance in these dramatically new conditions now lies in getting our hows right over time. The golden egg for this week's article, outbehave, not outperform. Quote, reputation is the sum total of your hows. In a transparent world, reputation leads. It enters the room before you do and remains after you go, either enhanced or tarnished. It comes from How, page 186. Have you ever heard the term outbehave applied within a daily lexicon, typically littered with domineering and military references? Business is war, information is power, to the victors go the spoils. Via this one eye-opener, so many accepted norms are overturned. I love it. Whether you're a business or an individual, private behavior is a thing of the past. Our see-through world of overabundant information flows too easily to be out-controlled or out-foxed. You can't game the system and expect no one to find out. As such, qualities many still think of as soft, trust, respect, integrity, fairness, honesty, humility, transparency, purpose, have become the hard currency of achievement in a connected world, the drivers of efficiency, productivity, and profitability. Gem number one, leaders shift from command and control to inspiring. Quote, how we do business is at least as important as how much business we do. You need to stop dancing around people and start leading a dance that everyone can follow. Comes from page 55 and 145. In organizational life, this sea change implies that we will need to rethink the very nature of leadership itself. Consider tumbling engagement scores among U.S. and many global firms. Seidman attributes this dismal state of affairs to outworn carrot and stick approaches, if indeed coercion, bullying, promises of external rewards, or avoidance of punishment were ever appropriate to ignite people with values plus missions truly worthy of their commitment. Creative behavior simply can't be commanded by a manager or codified by a policy manual, no matter how hard you might try to control or manipulate it. Evidence a Southwest airline flight attendant cheerfully announcing to a plane load disembarking in Las Vegas, quote, it's a well-known fact that if you fold your seatbelts when you leave, your luck will improve at the casino tables. Everyone laughs and follows her suggestion. Turns out there's an actual FAA regulation requiring folded seatbelts before new passengers can board. The flight attendant could have done this all by herself or, as she did, been inspired enough to connect and enlist collaboration. In the process, an operational advantage to turn around the next flight faster was achieved. How about a common ouch example? How often are corporate rules created in reaction to behaviors deemed unacceptable? All the time. When loopholes are revealed, they get revised. The usual email edict is issued, quote, from now on, all expense vouchers must be yada, yada, yada. Someone's been caught cheating. Now everyone must pay through added bureaucratic busy work. We hearken back to elementary school discipline. Because Johnny couldn't stay in his seat, the entire class will remain behind for 5 minutes. As over-reliance becomes part of the problem these regulations were originally designed to fix, trust spirals downward. By setting floors of behavior, rules unfortunately force ceilings. Inspirational leaders, on the other hand, realize values-based self-governance is about giving people the freedom to uncork their ability to surprise customers and unleash delight. Gem number two, create a personal wave. Quote, you lead your own journey of significance every day in how you choose to act, treat others, and see the world. Comes from How, page 286. You're likely familiar with the spontaneous wave that stadium crowds perform in big sporting events to spur on their favorite teams. On October 15th, 1981, in the stands of the sold-out Oakland Coliseum, professional cheerleader Crazy George Henderson had a vision. He imagined a gesture that would start in his section and sweep successively through the crowd in a giant, continuous motion of enthusiasm, a transformative event that later proved historical. According to our author, the wave is a great metaphor for the human energy that will thrive in the future. Inciting globally televised waves like the Arab Spring of 2011, when popular revolutions confronted despotic government in several Middle Eastern countries using social media channels, thereby proving no dictator is too big to fall, Seidman lets none of us off the hook, and rightly so. He claims, and I strongly agree, that leadership is not for people who have president in their title. It's not about your business card. It's an attitude and a disposition. Leading yourself by becoming your own legislature, looking inside for answers, and being guided by your alignment to the values you find there. In the realm of organizational leadership, how translates to a move from exerting power over people to generating waves through them. By building strong interpersonal synapses capable of reaching through horizontal networks and bringing people together around ideas and initiatives. In personal life, it's about each of us remaining rooted in what should never change, our values and our principles. The fact of the matter is you can't do self-improvement, but if in every email, conversation, meeting, and task you're thinking like a personal leader, you will improve. You can't do tolerance, but if in every interaction you strive to fill the space between you and others with trust, you will get tolerance and a whole lot more. You can't do excellence or winning, but if you believe in a set of core principles and pursue their expression in everything you do, you will deliver more excellence to others, and in a world of how, win. You start to see along with me to what extent how we do means anything means everything, illuminates tidal power and possibility for living sustainably. In the end, as Seidman so eloquently expresses, when we die, our headstone seldom read Sylvia Jones, 1960 to 2042, VP of Strategic Planning and Implementation, made the number 16 quarters in a row. Instead, they say Stan Smith, beloved husband, father, brother, uncle. He made the world warmer with his smile. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor. We were discussing the book How, written by Dov Seidman, and the summary was written by Carol Ann Hamilton. We hope you enjoyed it.